Welcome once again, Tavia, to Audio Gals. It seems as though we can always find reasons to talk.
We can.
I believe you know I discovered your delightful narrations through Janine Frost's Night Huntress series. Although I'm not what one could call a paranormal fan, her tales totally captivate me.
Good.
But I believe a large part of my fascination with her books lies with your narration. I mean, you are the voice of Janine Frost. Even if I were to read rather than listen to one of her books, which is something I've actually not done, I'm certain I would hear you speaking each word in my mind.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm really pleased and really honored to be Janine's audiobook narrator, and it means a lot that you identify me so closely with those series. I was an avid audiobook listener through college and after, before I was ever a narrator myself, and there are series that I love deeply and would be mortified if another voice replaced my beloved narrators. You know, Barbara Rosenblatt does the Nevada Bar series, which I love. Katie Kellgren does Bloody Jack. Davina Porter does the Sunday Philosopher Club series. You know, these are stories that are deeply rooted in my consciousness, and I identify those voices with those characters. So the fact that I have that same, you know, intimacy with you and with listeners really is humbling and really means a lot to me. I know what that feels like. So I'm very proud that I get to be a part of that as well.
Okay, well, let's start with the beginning. The Night Prince series, which contains Twice Tempted, the book that we are giving away today, is an offshoot of the Night Huntress series. Can you draw a map for our listeners, starting with the Night Huntress series, to show how it has expanded?
Sure. The Night Huntress series follows the arc of Bones and Cat. Bones is a vampire, Cat is a half-vampire, and the Night Huntress series, there are many volumes, 7 or 8, I've lost track, but it follows the arc of their relationship, their love, falling in love, and developing this very committed relationship, and their adventures and trials and tribulations in the vampire world. So that's Night Huntress. And then Janine did some standalone volumes where she picked up characters that we'd gotten to know in the Night Huntress series. And I believe there are 2 volumes now in the Night Huntress world spinoffs. Each of those stand alone, and one of them follows Spade and Denise, and another follows Menkaris and Kira. So you can read those or listen to those entirely separately and stay sort of oriented and enjoy them for their own discrete volumes. And then she's written this new Night Prince series, which my understanding is that it will be a trilogy. So we're in 2 of 3 now. And that follows the vampire Vlad and his new love, Layla. And Layla's electrifying. She's got her own energies and her own powers. So Night Prince follows their romance and then their trials and tribulations in the world of vampires. So we've got Night Huntress, Night Huntress World, and Night Prince.
I did not realize that about Night Huntress World.
Yes, you have some stuff to listen to that's new to you.
All right. Well, from the moment I met Vlad in the Night Huntress series, I knew this was a vampire worthy of his own book. And I had no idea he would have his own series. I find I've been just as crazy about Night Prince as I was about the Night Huntress series, even if I did miss Bones there in the beginning. Can you give us some background on Vlad?
Sure. Vlad Tepes is Dracula. And he is, as we came to know him in the Night Huntress series, he is arrogant. He is... Can I say badass? He's badass. He's tough. he has built up walls around him. You know, he's the leader of his group of vampires. So he's a powerful, in charge, no BS. You know, he is the guy who is the leader of his world, and he is in charge. He's wealthy, he's accomplished, he's powerful. And then he meets his match in Layla, a young woman who just sort of knocks him off his feet and throws all of his resistance, all of the walls that he's met, just completely up in the air. He's head over heels. Despite his best efforts to resist her, he is, everything is thrown upside down for him. We know him from the Night Huntress series as Kat's very best friend. So he is snarky and understated and wry and definitely has an antagonistic relationship with Bones. So he is still that character in the Night Prince series. Definitely a complex guy and very worthy of his own series for sure.
In January of 2012, you and I talked about your characterization of Bones from the Night Huntress series. At speaking of audiobooks, Bones is such a unique character, both in his actions and in your performance of his character. Vlad is a unique character as well, but definitely different. With Bones, the listener gradually understands the magnitude of his power over the course of the series. But with Vlad, you enter the door of Once Burned knowing that he is all powerful, and I do mean all powerful. And brutal. How did you go about deciding how to voice Vlad?
He is brutal. That is the best word to describe Vlad for sure. He is absolutely brutal. The way I created that character, you know, I'm sure to some degree my performance was influenced by the popular consciousness of what Dracula is. But like all characters in all books that I voice, the characterization comes from the work itself. It comes from the page. If I'm doing my job expertly and reading carefully, and hopefully that's always the case, the characterization comes from the information the author has given in her descriptions of the character, in the dialogue and the rapport, the relationships between characters. You know, there's a wealth of information, both explicit and implicit, on the page that allows me to make a characterization. And Vlad is very smart, very funny, very powerful, in control, very guarded and closed off. And all of these details, both from the Once Burned and Twice Tempted and from the Night Huntress series, went into making Vlad the character he is.
Well, Once Burned, I think you know, made my top 10 romance audiobooks list for 2012 as speaking of audiobooks. It actually came in at number 4. Talk about eagerly anticipating. I looked forward to Once Burned more than even another possible adventure featuring my beloved Bones and Kat. In that speaking of audiobooks column, I wrote of Once Burned. Of course, this high ranking of Once Burned rests in no small part on Tavia Gilbert's narration. She's one of the best. So the winning formula here, take a world I'm already invested in, feature a character I've grown to want, add Tavia Gilbert to the mix, and I'm completely enthralled. Ah, Tavia, I think you know I'm a fan, but I just had to go on a little.
Well, that's very kind, and I'm flattered, very flattered and very humbled that you are such a fan. I'm a big fan of yours too, because
thank you.
Yes, you focus on audiobooks in a way that really means a lot and means a lot to the industry. So thank you so much for all of your hard work. We couldn't do it without you, honestly.
Well, thank you. Goodness. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit more about Twice Tempted. Can you give us some more on the synopsis of the book?
Sure. Twice Tempted, of course, would not be without conflict between Vlad and Layla and the vampire world in some way. We have to have a bad guy, right? So Twice Tempted picks up from the cliffhanger of Once Burned and takes us into the world of conflict with another vampire, with danger and with peril. Twice Tempted focuses more on Layla's being in peril. Once Burned, the arc was a bit more about Vlad being threatened. But what Twice Tempted really is about, for me, is the relationship between Vlad and Layla, the conflict between those two. We saw them fall in love, or Vlad tried so hard not to, but did fall in love in Once Burned. And Twice Tempted is about the question, will they come together in a sustainable way? Will they really have a committed relationship, or will their really deep attraction, will their chemistry burn out? Will they be able to sustain this relationship? Will Layla get what she wants, or will Vlad really be successful in his attempt to hold her at arm's length? That's the deepest conflict of Twice Tempted.
Well, that dinner scene in the first hour of Twice Tempted starts off this tale with a romantic bang, most definitely. Talk about not being able to put my iPod away. But you know, Janine Frost's paranormal tales are quite romantic as well as action-packed. I even think it's possible that the Night Prince series carries a little more romance than the Night Huntress. But that just may be my romantic nature, imagining that while I'm in the moment. Although the two series carry the same level of sensuality, I'm finding Twice Tempted quite romantic. How do you think the level of romance compares to that in the Night Huntress series?
Well, definitely both series are very sensual and very romantic. But I think the difference between the two series is that fairly early on in the series, the Night Huntress series, the question about will they or won't they get together with Bones and Kat was answered. That, you know, Bones and Kat met, they fell in love, and they have been, you know, they had some, you know, some stumbles at the beginning of their relationship. But for the most part, that arc of all of those books has been about the exploration of their long-term, very devoted, very committed relationship. Neither of them have wavered very much in their focus on each other. And Layla and Vlad have more conflict. The question is, will they be able to come together? Will they be able to stay together? Can they meet each other's needs or not? And while I find long-term monogamous committed relationships very, very romantic, there is pretty hot romance in the conflict of will they, won't they, that we see in the Night Prince series. So for sure, there's romance in both and there's sensuality in both. Janine is a great writer of sensual scenes. Really, I think the best I know of. So that's there, but there's definitely deep romance in the question of will they be able to come together and stay together, or will they kill each other trying?
Well, Twice Tempted, I'm about two-thirds through the book right now, and it has totally captured my attention, as I knew it would. But in preparing to listen to Twice Tempted, I actually re-listened to a portion of Once Burned to make my listen even better. Unless one has listened to Once Burned recently or has an excellent memory, I suggest others do the same. And after all, Once Burned definitely ended with a big to-be-continued feel. That said, I believe the Night Prince series works well as a standalone. I mean, listeners can start with Once Burned and not be lost. There doesn't seem to be that need to listen to Night Huntress series, and I want to emphasize that fact because I think people see, oh, well, that's a spinoff of Night Huntress. I'm going to have to listen or read all of that before I get here. I don't think that's the case here. What do you think?
I agree with you. I think these books stand alone, either to read or to listen to. You know, if you know the whole world inside and out, then you'll definitely enjoy seeing characters come into the Night Prince series that you've gotten to know and come to love through the Night Huntress and Night Huntress World series. But you certainly don't need to start with Bones and Kat to really enjoy Layla and Vlad's arc. They stand alone. They're compelling. There's nothing about those two books, Once Burned and Twice Tempted, that will make you feel lost or confused about what's going on. She really knows how to ground the reader and the listener in time and place, so you always know what's going on. And the Night Prince series is an opportunity, too, for listeners who didn't love my characterization of Bones and might have been turned off by that. People might want to check out the Night Prince series on audio who lost faith with the Night Huntress series, because even though Bones and Cat make a very brief appearance, it is really Vlad and Layla's story. And so people who weren't fond of Bones' characterization and stopped listening now have an opportunity to come back to the audio, and maybe they'll really enjoy the characterizations that I do for that series. And so I hope that it attracts new listeners and return listeners.
I know that your performance of Bones, as you said, was controversial in some circles, but I think he's probably the best hero I've ever heard voiced in.
Well, thank you.
Okay,
thank
maybe you. I'm prejudiced. But that's a very good point, is not only can you start fresh with the Night Prince series and know that you're not going to have to be dragged through all these former couples' relationships. I mean, it is there, it's fresh. I mean, you're right. If someone has read rather than listened because of Bones, this is a good place to start for that as well. One other thing that I don't know if listeners think about this, but it's very humorous. The Night Prince series is quite humorous.
Well, that's great. I'm glad. Some listeners have said that it's made them, these books have made them laugh out loud. And that means the world to me, because I think they're hilarious. I'm having a good time, but I'm also sitting in a little isolation booth all by myself, recording these books and telling these stories. And so I have no idea what the listener's experience is. If people are laughing out loud, if they're really enjoying the suspense, they're swept away with the tale that Janine has written, that's wonderful. I'm delighted by it. So I hope that it's riveting for everyone.
The dryness you give Vlad when he is wanting to sort of give Layla a hard time is very effective.
Oh, good.
Okay,
good.
Since you have now narrated all of Janine Frost's full-length books, is each new performance something you can just slip into, or do you have, say, a glossary of your performance of past characters that you feel a need to review? And it seems to me that it could still be quite confusing.
I definitely know the characters well, and for the most part, I feel like I can slip right in without too much trouble, but I keep a file on my computer of all the different character voices. And I do my best to make sure that they're consistent across all the series and across all the books, because I want, those characters have been well established, and I want people to feel like they know exactly who's talking. No, even if it's been 2 years since they've listened, I want them to know immediately who's talking and not have any question about it at all. But Janine is such a specific writer, and her stories are so clear and well told that I don't have to do too much work to just slip right back into character. It's all there on the page. And so I'm just as eager as the listeners to find out what happens when I'm prepping the script. I'm excited to learn the stories and get reacquainted with the characters as well.
Well, whenever I was preparing for this yesterday, I checked a few facts at Audible on Once Burned, and saw that it has a 4.5-star rating, which in and of itself is impressive. But then I saw that is with over 1,400 people giving their opinion. I think a big congratulations goes out to the team of Frost and Gilbert here. Very well done.
Well, thank you. It's very nice. I'm glad that the books do so well in audio, and that's wonderful. But I really do think that it's Janine writing stories and writing characters that people love. And, I hope that listeners enjoy my performance, but she's she's the one who deserves the credit for having such success with her series. I'm just sort of there for the ride, along for the ride.
Well, but for us as listeners, you give it to us in a very nice package that I would prefer to listen to read. So there are us that, you know, probably give you a lot more credit. So I agree. Stories have to be there. Okay. Well, I know that your life is full of events right now, but I'd like to ask you about two in particular today. First, you've been nominated for an Audi this year. Can you share those details with us?
Sure. It's my fourth Audi nomination, so I'm very honored to have been nominated in the inspirational nonfiction category, which indicates faith-based, Christian often, nonfiction. And I've narrated with my friend Bill Dufresne a book called Real Marriage, which is by Mark and Grace Driscoll, published by eChristian. It's a really great book. My portion of it was actually fairly small, so I'm riding Bill's coattails to that fourth Audi nomination. But the book is an exploration of a Christian, devoted, committed, long-term marriage. And, you know, I really enjoyed my part of the book because one of the topics that they cover in with bravery and I think great sensitivity is the sexual intimacy in a committed marriage. You know, not every Christian writer approaches that sensitive territory. And I really enjoyed the way Mark and Grace spoke so openly about how to have a sensual, romantic, long-term committed marriage. It really is compelling, and I'm glad that they were so open in their conversation about it. And I'm very pleased that it won a nomination, and hopefully it will win an award. Although it's up against some amazing contenders. So, you know, it's just a pleasure to be nominated.
We'll be hoping for you as well. So we'll be wishing that you make it to actually having your award this year. But I know you are working on another project I think you've just finished it, that I know is very dear to your heart. Rachel Corey's story. Tell us about Rachel.
Rachel was a young woman. She was 2 years younger than I. She was raised in Olympia, Washington, and she was a writer from a very early age. She started keeping her journals at about the age of 10. She was way beyond her years in sensitivity to the world, in her understanding of what was going on around her, in her passion and commitment for justice, particularly for children. As a young child, she noticed that not every child lived in safety and security, as she was so fortunate to. And she was deeply disturbed by injustice, even when she was a very young child. When she was 23, she went to the Gaza Strip as a part of a college program. And she observed the human rights violations going on in Palestinian communities there. And March 16th, she witnessed a bulldozer being driven toward a Palestinian home, and she placed herself between the bulldozer and the home in an effort to protect the home from being razed, and she was run over by the bulldozer and killed. Her death has been, her life and her work as a writer and a thinker about human rights and peace and justice issues has been absolutely overshadowed by her death, and she has become a lightning rod for debate about Israeli-Palestinian relations. And even though she was deeply compassionate and not anti-Semitic in any way, she was very critical of the politics of the Israeli government. Her parents, after her death, published her work, her writing, and I obtained the permission from her family to put this book into audio, and have just completed the audiobook recording of her work, and worked with Ed Asner, who narrated the introduction to the book. So that will be released. Blackstone Audio is distributing the book. It will be released on May 1st, and it's the most important work that I've ever done as an actor and an audiobook narrator by far. And it's, you know, she was a beautiful writer, far beyond her years, and just a magnificent human being. So I'm proud to be a part of that project.
Well, it's one I won't miss. I will make sure that that's one I not only listen to, but I think that it's something that we will, although it's not a romance, we will want to feature over at Audio Gals.
Oh, that's nice. You know, and interestingly, there is this wonderful story that she wrote about falling in love. And it's one of the most beautiful parts of the book, where she writes her love story with a young man named Colin. And it's essentially a short story about the time of their relationship. And it is just beautiful. And so there is romance in the book. It's really quite amazing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, so what other projects do you have that you may want to tell us about?
Laura Wright's newest installation in her Mark of the Vampire series is coming out from Tantor. I'm just about to go into that recording, Eternal Demon. And I believe that will be released in May by Tantor. I've got a young adult sort of romantic adventure for Harper coming out called Transparent. And, you know, I've always got projects in the queue. So there's a long stretch. It will be interrupted briefly by a move from Maine to Brooklyn, New York. So I'll have to take off a couple weeks to move my life and my three cats and my whisper room, all my recording equipment, but then I'll get right back to work, I promise.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I look forward to meeting you at APAC, although
likewise.
I feel like we already know each other as friends. I will look forward to actually meeting you in person. Well, I want to thank you for, once again, spending this time with us today, and for being our first one to record with us.
Well, it's such a pleasure. Thank you so much for the invitation.